Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Well, yes, indeed. Those are the right words. We're on fire because what we're talking about tonight is something that, unfortunately, all too few Americans are willing to talk about. You know, it's either ball games or sports or recreation or, you know, American Idol or whatever. Anything but what's really happening to them and how they've already lost most of their freedoms and don't even know it, because those are the freedoms that count. And we're with our guest tonight, Wolfgang from InYourFace.tv and Fred Smart, Aaron Russo's film. And, of course, the center of controversy, Ed Brown, and his chief of staff here, Bill Miller. And, gentlemen, we're going to take more calls because, really, the lines are jammed. So I don't want to take time away from the callers. We'll do that. All right, 1-800-313-9443. Doug in Texas is on the line. Hello, Doug.
Yeah, hi, Rick.
Yes.
Tom, who do you think's going to win the Super Bowl? Do you think it'd be the Chicago whatevers or
Get out of here. Get out of here, Doug.
Okay. I know
you're trying to make the point. This is not Sean Insanity's program. This is real talk radio now.
Thank God.
All right.
It's not.
There you go.
Okay, Ed. You're a hell of a man, a hero in my eyes, and you know, anything I can do to help you, I will. And that, do you have adequate defenses around your property?
Let's say that we're okay.
You're okay?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Well, I live in Texas, and I sat through the Waco thing. I didn't think that it would be like it was, but I've seen that. I know Randy Weaver personally. He's been down here several times.
But,
you know, I don't want to see that happen again. I do not.
I don't think our people want to see that either.
No, they're just
manning their ground. That's all they're doing.
Rick, if I may.
Yes, Ed.
Those folks, those poor folks down there were victims. We're soldiers.
Yep. And they did nothing to warrant their murder and the murder of 17 children, by the way.
That's correct. We're not concerned about what they're going to do, sir. I appreciate that, though.
But I felt a little bit of guilt that I, you know, just watched it on television, because I'm only about 100 miles from there.
Oh, wow.
And in Texas, you know, 100 miles is like two steps.
Right.
In any other state.
Yeah.
But I...
Well, you heard Ed. You heard what Ed said. What's the best way to help? And the best way to help is do in your community what he's doing in his community and begin the process of taking back the country.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about, he says.
What it's all about. Confrontation, not conflict.
Well, we have a micro going up on my neighbor's property.
Oh, he's another station. Great.
He's 15 feet higher than I am.
Send him up, please. Send him up. If he's 15 feet taller than you, I want him up here.
Yeah, well, you know, we've got radio stations up your way, I think, too, that may be carrying the program. Live free or die is your motto, right?
For the state, yes.
For the state.
Our motto is Semper Fi.
Right.
Live free or die.
Mm-hmm.
Death before dishonor.
Yep.
I can't believe you're that much ahead of Texas. Cause I thought Texas was the best state. I wasn't born here, but I've lived here, and I thought we were the best state, but it seems like y'all are a little bit ahead of us.
That's only because you had that Bush guy in there, down there.
Bush hidden from Texas.
And I know that.
He's from Connecticut. Yeah. There's nothing Texan about Bush.
That's because he was born with a silver foot in his mouth.
Love you.
Right. Yes.
Love you.
Thank you, Doug.
All right.
We'll be back with Henry and Dottie in Maine and John in New York and tons of callers. 800-313-9443 on this Tuesday night edition of Live Free or Die. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Yes, we are back, and I have to remind you that one of our sponsors here is BedFan.com. The website, BedFan, one word, .com. You are a warm sleeper, a hot sleeper, and you have problems, then you might want to look into their invention. We had him on the program last week, Kurt Thompson, and he gave us a thumbnail sketch of what is on his website and how he can help you. So by all means, remember Rick Adams, remember bedfan.com. He's helping to bring you this program tonight. So you give him a look, okay? And if you like, you purchase the BedFan on bedfan.com. Right now, we're back with the program. We're talking with our guests and, of course, Ed Brown, who, as you know, is holed up in his home in New Hampshire, and he is determined to fight for his liberty, his freedom. He's had enough of federal tyrants, state tyrants, all kinds of tyrants, and he's saying he's not going to let some petty judge, whether his name is McAuliffe or whether it's Bush or whether it's Cheney or whoever it might be, tell him that he must pay tribute to the king and the kingdom in order to live. And we've reached that point now in America, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, where more and more Americans are just ready now to just do what has to be done to preserve their liberty. And it's defensive. It's defending liberty. It's not offensive. But the fact of the matter remains, some people just don't like you being free. And there's quite a few of them in government, and that's where they gravitate to, because government is power, raw power, And as George Washington said, it is the fearful master. Well, we don't want to fear the government. The government must fear the servants, the people. And I think that's what it comes right down to. Wolfgang, do you have any comment? You have been quiet there, and I want to give you a chance to talk for a moment.
Yes. Instead of going for the rifle first, you should go for your camcorder. I would like to see everybody listening to this program take a copy of Aaron's movie into their local city government, give it to the officials there, and say, we'll be back in a week to give you a test.
You've done that, by the way.
Yes, I have. It works just dandy. And there is special rates available for the DVDs right now. Fred knows a lot more about that than I do. I'm on the other end. But go into your local city government, give them a copy of the DVD, and tell them we're going to come back and ask you pertinent questions on camera and show the rest of the city what exactly you think of Mr. Russo's movie and what your solution to it is.
Rick?
Yes.
I'd like
Fred,
to
is that
follow
you?
Up with Wolfgang because...
Sure, Fred.
This is really a nerve that circles back to Ed. It was Ed's story that mobilized all of us about the extreme need to provide protection for Ed.
Mm-hmm.
And the greatest protection we all can have for one another and to each other is to get the word out, to get the truth out.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have special rates as low as 44 cents per DVD that Aaron Russo and this entire nationwide volunteer network has mobilized. In less than a few days, we mobilized enough verbal orders to get about 50,000 committed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we were on the power hour a few days ago, mm-hmm. and in less than just 5 or 6 minutes, I made one comment. I just called in as a volunteer,
mm-hmm.
and 2,000 DVDs were committed verbally to the state of New Hampshire, because on the ground are people like Bill Miller and his troops,
mm-hmm.
and we would like to get 5,000, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, 50,000, 100,000 DVDs mobilized to do exactly what Wolfgang did, focused on New Hampshire like a laser, to every sheriff, every justice, every police department, every city, every town, every hamlet, every barbershop. Get into a van and get about 1,000 DVDs, get 200 DVDs, get your camcorder, and deliver these things in person. And have fun. Smile.
Mm-hmm.
Be a fellow man of justice and share the truth. Because if we don't share the truth using this movie that Aaron so graciously extended to all of us as volunteers, and as the true patriot he is, he realized he was up against a huge, huge... force here. He tried and he could not get a dime of corporate money to sponsor this in the theaters. So it's really up to us. And
yes.
He put it on Google Video. Over 1.1 million people in less than 3 months have seen it. But it's going to be even more powerful if we get people. And if you want to take down this number,
yes,
I'll give
by
out
all means.
800 number. And if you want to call in, leave a message. We'll call you back. Because it's 800-888-606-9379. That's 888-606-9379. And we will put you in touch with the people down on the ground in New Hampshire who will mobilize the receipt of these DVDs and the dissemination of these DVDs for as little as 44 cents. And this is going on right now. And if you're in Texas, and if you want to participate in this in Texas, we have a state coordinator in Texas. We will put you in touch with him or her. Or anywhere across the country, there are people in many of the states who have mobilized
right.
to activate, to organize, to get the word out about this movie. But the real focus is on Ed and Elaine and Bill Miller and all those people there in New Hampshire, because we want to circle the state and get Ron Paul in there to talk about the real issues that are facing the destruction of our country. So that's it for me.
All right, that's the number, 888-606-9379. And let me just go back to the phones now, because we have a number of people that are still trying to get on. Our number is 800-313-1450. 9443. Keep trying if you're having trouble. We'll try to go right to the end of this hour and complete the whole program here. And let's see who's next. I believe it's Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry. You're on the program now with our guests. Hey, Henry. Are you there? I know he's there. Henry, are you there?
Yeah,
are you
hello?
On the
yes,
line?
I'm here.
Here he is.
Yeah,
okay, Henry.
What
you're
is
on.
606 what?
606-9379.
Oh, yeah, well, just write this down. All right.
That's 888-606-9379.
Okay.
888-888, okay?
Yeah, 888.
All right, Henry, what do you think of what is going on today as you hear this program?
Well, I wanted to ask the guy up in New Hampshire. I'm not that far from him. I'm up in Fairfield.
Ed, that's Ed Brown.
Yeah, it's Ed Brown. Yeah, I'm
Ed Brown, not Ted.
Right.
Ed.
I'm down here in Fairfield County in Connecticut.
Right.
I want to ask him, has he, speaking of the income tax, has he heard of a gentleman by the name of Dana, D-A-N-A, Dana Yule? Because he had a system. I spoke to him on the phone, and he used to be on the radio too. Had a show, or he had a commercial like about where he had a system that they had for 15 years, and people have never had much trouble going to even have to go to court with this. And it's not like it's not the same thing as Aaron Schiff.
All right, Ed, have you heard of this guy?
We haven't heard of him. This is Bill Miller. We haven't heard of him, but he said keywords. They don't even have to go to court, which is a thread that we're working with right now. So I want to hear what it is this man has to say.
Well, did you hear that response, Henry?
I started to say, I heard it sound like he said, I'm getting fuzzed, but it sounded like he said, if you haven't heard of him. But
what I said was, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Speak up a little louder. Okay.
Right, what I said was that. We haven't heard of that man. You know, we've heard a lot of names, especially recently. But the man, Dana,
right.
who is it in Connecticut?
What's his full name again? Dana what?
All right, it's Dana Yule, but it's not
Yule.
Spelled like Yule, like
okay.
The holiday, like Y-U-L.
My point was...
I think it's Y-W-E-L-L something. And he's in Ohio. It's in Ohio.
All right.
In the
sir,
state of Ohio.
Whoever you are in Connecticut, you said a key word there, a key string of words about not ever having to go to court, and that's consonant with some stuff that we're working on right now. So please elaborate a little bit.
Oh, okay. Well, he has this system. When I spoke to him on the phone, I think one of the websites is notax40s.com. Okay, but
yeah, we have all that information.
Okay. He has this system that when I spoke to him on the phone, because I think he was on Statmiller one time, but a while ago, he has this system where he says that when I called him on the phone, he said that there's thousands and thousands of people that are not paying the federal income tax. And not the thing with Aaron Schiff. Cause
like 67 million, I think.
Right. Right, but he didn't tell me that many, but he told me that there's many that have used his thing, except it's expensive. And they have he has special forms in what you use, and they've used it, they've tested it, they've retested it, and the people that they have is from wealthy people, from businessmen to even middle-class people, have never had a trouble going to court, had to go to court because of the way it's done. I mean, they have no case at all, and they don't, I put it this way, it sort of pins them down. Now, I told him, here's what I told him. I said, you need to lower your price with the cost of that because we need millions and millions of people to have this.
Don't hold your breath on that, Henry.
Yeah, well, he sort of like hemmed and hawed and said he might.
Well, a lot of people are in this for the money, and that's what it's all about to a lot of them. I'm not saying him. I don't know the man. But unfortunately, there are profiteers who are just looking to make a quick buck. But the reality is people need education, and they need help.
Yeah, right.
Well, listen,
see, that's what I was telling him. See, the thing is, some of it's that's what I was telling him. I was telling Dana now.
Sure. Okay, we got to take a break, though. Thank you, Henry, for your call. We'll have you gentlemen respond when we come right back from the break, all right? Stay where you are. We'll be back on rbnlive.com. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, Uncensored Radio, Free America, right here. Stay tuned.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartabite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
Well, indeed. So we're finding out, ladies and gentlemen. So we're finding out. Don't forget our RBN t-shirts, by the way. No tyranny. NoTyranny.com. They're available at RBNLive.com and NoTyranny.com. Or call 800-724-2719 during regular business hours. And we're speaking with Ed Brown, who is there in hold up in Plainfield, New Hampshire, and he's in his home with his wife and family, friends, and so forth, who are prepared to defend themselves against the reach and tyranny of the government in a case of a tax dispute, which, of course, goes much deeper than taxes and has to do with the whole core of this Constitution that we have managed to let slip through our fingers, unfortunately. And that tyranny is growing every day. Ed, how far up in New Hampshire are you? Whereabouts is Plainfield?
Plainfield, sir, is halfway up the state on the western border in the Connecticut River Valley, bordering Vermont.
All right. It's a great place.
Just south of Hanover, New Hampshire, at Dartmouth University.
Oh, wow. That's a wonderful place, too. A beautiful area. And we have with you Fred Smart, who has been helping with Aaron Russo's movie to get the word out, as we just heard, and trying to get the film distributed and seen not just on the internet, but in local communities and theaters and so forth. And Wolfgang, who has just suggested one of the great ideas, pick up your camcorder and go right down to your local city hall, your state government, and start making some noise. Start asking some questions and fighting this fight all across America. That's really what we're talking about.
Say, Rick.
Yes,
Rick,
Wolfgang. Yes.
That clip that you just played of Mr. Clinton.
Yes.
He said that in Minneapolis after he watched an episode of my TV show accusing him and the government of the Oklahoma City bombing.
There you go.
So it does have an effect.
I guess it did. And maybe it'll have an effect on Hillary. We'll have to see, yes. All right. Let's take some more calls, gentlemen, if you're ready. 800-313-9443. Dottie is in Maine. Hello, Dottie.
Hello.
Hi, Dottie. Yeah. You're on the air with Rick Adams and our guests.
Hello, Rick. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Ed,
hi,
this
Dottie.
Is Dottie. How
are you doing, sweetie? Good, Dad.
How are you holding up?
Hey, we're okay, hon.
Okay. I'm following as best I can from where I am.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, I've been there. Phil and I have been where you are. And I can just, you know, imagine, you know, the inside feeling. You're strong on the outside, Ed. But I think you're strong on the inside, too. Phil and I were, too, and it didn't work out. But you are entitled to a jury trial, a fair trial, Ed, and that doesn't exist anymore.
That's correct.
And, you know, the rule of law is out of the window, and if we could only get reporters to do their jobs as well and report to the public exactly, you know, what the situation is, and some people don't even have to dig in for the evidence. Evidence documents are given to reporters, and they still don't report things that are going on that the public needs to know that involves their monies. And I just hope that you're going to be able to get a jury trial. The judges are the root of the problem, and they don't want to uphold the law in court.
I'm a justice.
And they didn't in my case, Ed. And just beware, are you negotiating? I was reading somewhere that you were negotiating with some marshals or...
Ed?
Yes?
Did you hear Dottie's question all right?
Dottie, I missed the last...
She wants to know if you're negotiating at all with the sheriffs or the government officials.
No, sir, there is no negotiation. My stance is clear. I think after I explain, Dottie, if you allow my chief advisor here to read this to you, you'll understand my position crystal clear.
I understand.
And it's about to come forward. Let him read this to you, okay?
I understand you completely, Ed.
Listen, this is Bill Miller again. We're working on some things here that go right to the crux of the matter. There's a lot of people with a lot of different theories of law and legality that pertain to how to go about arguing against the income tax and what have you. We're working with some stuff right now that has to do with political sovereignty, precedent even to the founding of the nation, stuff that has to do with being sovereign under the Creator without any kind of governmental form or structure abrogating that whatsoever. And that's something that's very difficult for people to conceive of or follow, but once they really look at the matter, they'll see that it's so simple, it's almost stupid. And this stuff really, it's fundamental and it's revolutionary to the point where I think once people start to grasp this, we're really going to see some things change in a way that's just going to revolutionize the relationships of mankind. I'll explain when we get back.
This is what scares the other side to death, folks.
Dottie, if you want to hang on, you can hang on, all right? We'll be right back with you and our other callers and our guests in just 3 minutes. Rick Adams with you, Uncensored Radio Free America. We'll continue right here on RBNLive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gentlemen, I just want to hasten to add once again, those of you who would like to take advantage of this offer this week with Dr. K's books, Wrongly Blamed, The Real Truth About 9/11, The Arabian Connection, A Conspiracy Against Humanity, and The Words of Muhammad. All three of these books are available, $19.95 each, plus shipping and handling, which is $9.95. And then, if you want, buy two of the books for $39.95. He'll throw in two free ones, each of these books, or two copies of Wrongly Blamed. So you get four books for the price of two. And we tell you to give him a call tomorrow. Tell him you heard it on Rick Adams' program. And proceeds will be given to RBNLive.com to give us some money to pay the shortwave bill, which comes every month, okay? The number to call, 866-618-2503. Leave a message. If they're not at the number, they'll get back to you with all the information you need. 866-618-2503. We're back now with our guests, and as you know, we're talking about this case here in New Hampshire, which is beginning to begin to make some noise around the country, not very much in the controlled media, but some pockets are beginning to break down and report what is here a case involving a standoff against the government, against the tyrants, if you will, who say they are the government and who are acting like the lawbreakers that they are. And we're speaking with Ed Brown, who's holed up in his home, and Fred Smart is calling in from Chicago, and Wolfgang from I believe it's, what city are you in again, Wolfgang?
Kansas City.
Kansas City. All right. And we also have Bill. Bill Miller also with Ed Brown. And we're just, it's amazing what we've talked about tonight and how we have steered passions and we have, I think, motivated people to begin to take a real stand in their community against the tyranny which is engulfing our republic. So let's get back to Dottie. Dottie from Maine. You're still there on the phone, right, Dottie?
I'm still here.
All
and
right,
I,
Dottie.
I did what you just said, you know, take a stand. And I was taken out of my home by a 13-member SWAT team armed and masked.
When did this happen and how?
In 2003.
Okay.
And that's a whole other story.
I think you did call once before. Didn't you call this program when Rick Stanley was on?
Perhaps I did, yes. I
believe you did, and you related that story.
And Ed's stand is getting the truth out. And the people who don't realize this, don't understand the truth, will hopefully come to see the truth.
Yes.
And it's not only the IRS issue. It's Ed not being given the opportunity for a fair trial.
Mm-hmm.
And the people have to understand that the courts are not a due process place to go. And I just want to give Ed one example. Ed, you know, even if you had gone to court, you couldn't present your evidence. I wasn't able to, or my attorney was not able to. So people are saying, you know, if you go to court alone, you're not going to win. I had an attorney. She was a crackerjack from Massachusetts. And she was fighting the corruption as a lawyer. And they disbarred her. But she was a smart woman. So I had a lawyer. And she presented a box of evidence to the jury and said, Judge Arthur Brennan won't let me present this to you, nor can we present any witnesses. And here's the funny thing, Ed, and I want the public to know what goes on in a courtroom when nobody's around, when you're picking a jury. There were about 30 people left in the jury pool.
Mm-hmm.
And Judge Brennan asked the remaining people if anyone had an opinion of the operation of our government. That's not the exact quote, but something along that line, if they had an opinion of our government and the way that it works, the way that it operates. And I thought to myself, no one's going to stand up on this question. And after about a half a minute, one gentleman stood up. And then Judge Brennan said, you know, he asked him the question again, and the guy sat down. And immediately following this, the bailiff...
Dottie.
What?
Where are we going with this? You're eating up the clock here.
A fair trial.
I don't know where you're coming from or going with this. Can you help me out?
A fair trial.
That's the bottom line.
All right, okay, listen.
Dottie,
we are working... Listen, everybody, just listen here, okay? This is important.
Yep.
We're working on a format that gets down to the core issues of law and self-government...
Right, sovereignty.
...that render the concept of a trial in these courts obsolete, okay? Never mind all that crap. They've always got some kind of legal entanglement for screwing you out of your rights while at
exactly.
the same time maintaining some kind of a semblance of a pretense of what they call constitutionality, okay? Somebody from militia, from Michigan, who is a neighbor of a man who's here with me now, contacted me last week, and she said, you know what, you guys are playing the wrong game here, and you need to pay attention to what is the real matter at hand here, which is one of political jurisdiction, not subject matter jurisdiction. And I don't expect all of your viewers or your listeners out there to understand what I'm talking about here, but I'm going to simplify it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The issue here is it's a matter of what kind of authority you subscribe to. Every time you answer the charges of a court and you go before a court, you're accepting their jurisdiction.
Yeah.
So what we're saying now is that we're asking people to take themselves out of all that bogus jurisdiction mm-hmm. with something that's so simple that it's like taking a silver bullet and putting it into a revolver and shooting that werewolf that's at your door, and he's all done. And it preempts all of this going to court and all this other nonsense. And we came up with a statement here for Ed Brown, and this is subject to some tinkering here, and this arises out of a conversation that we had on the Aaron Russo conference call just like 5 days ago. Uh-huh. In which some things came up which really challenged our thinking and simplified our thinking in a fundamental way that is really revolutionary. And hear this, because if we get killed tonight up here in New Hampshire, if our garrison up here gets wiped out, it'll be over this, because this will scare the opposition, and it's so simple that it's stupid. And it's also frightening in its implications, and you're going to find out what I mean if you track with us for just another couple weeks as we develop this, okay? We came up with a legal notice for Ed Brown to file in the legal notices of some newspapers, and it reads as follows. In the beginning, in the time before time, there was the breath of Creator, and from that breath came a man, sovereign, that is to say, of free will, under the Creator, and now dwelling upon the soil of the earth, of any land as that man sees fit, and that man in this incarnation is known as Edward Lewis Brown, who does affirm, in the beginning and for all time, I am. Period. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now we came up with another follow-up notice that a group of us are going to present to the federal court and to the perusal of all mankind through various means with the help of Russo's people, God bless them, and it reads as follows. Herein posted before Creator God Almighty and for all mankind to see is an act and statement of intervention on behalf of our brother for whom we stand as keeper in his time of trial and oppression and whose name in this incarnation is Edward Lewis Brown, a man of free will under Creator, as witnessed by us, who are sovereigns upon the land and of free will under Creator, God Almighty. Having so apprised mankind that, quote-unquote, I am, said brother Edward Lewis Brown has offered freely unto mankind the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and having received said wisdom, what man or creature of man may righteously ask of this man, our brother, to render up anything more.
Mm.
And by what authority under Creator of God, Creator God Almighty, does any creature of man, which is a reference to government, so-called government, which is all fiction of man, all government is fiction, all law of man is fiction, right? By what authority under Creator God Almighty does any creature of man presume to address or charge said man? And let them answer that before the public, and we'll find something out here.
Okay. All right, Dottie, thank you for your call.
And they want to pursue this man under Might Makes Right. Well, we have an answer to that as well.
Yep.
Under God Almighty.
Amen for that. Amen. Thank you, Dottie. We have to move along.
All right, thank you.
Okay, appreciate it. John in New York. Hello, John is on the program.
Hello, everyone. I wish we could speak under better terms and things like this to my fellow patriots. Are you guys still able to receive the emails and do web searches and things like that?
Yeah, we're doing whatever we want up here with impunity.
Oh, good. Okay. Then the other thing is I'm looking for a place that people like me that don't have a lot of computer skills but make a good foot soldier where I can download pamphlets and hand them out like snowflakes. I would like everybody to go to recruiting stations and start handing these out in front of recruiting stations, try to affect the recruiting stuff like that, and maybe call to action military people to go AWOL until this matter is settled, because we don't have a government.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah, I mean, what the hell? I mean, what they're soldiering for in that military structure, and I was there as a paratrooper in Desert Storm and some other things, that what they're really soldiering for is the corporate structure, the profit and the power of the global corporate structure, and they're not really serving mankind or their country, even though they've been led to think that they are. And so, you know, if they want to do that, they're certainly welcome to do that, and we'll gladly put them to work for the cause.
Well, my thought is the battle is here, not over there.
Right.
And this is the righteous battle. That's not a righteous battle. And if we could leaflet them, so I'm not a good web person, but if we could have one website where we go to get these pamphlets and little business card size things, I got plenty of paper and plenty of copy toner, and I can print out thousands of those things and hand them out everywhere and kind of take some of the teeth out of their fighting force and keep them here. If you want to do something good, that's my thought.
If you want to do that, then what I would say is just get a hold of the Aaron Russo videos and just spread them far and wide, because that's our... That, you know, I mean, that's huge right now. That's what we're really pushing for. Because
let's give the number again then, all right? Fred, did you want to do that? The toll-free number for them to get the
toll-free, these are for the promotional cheap copies that are branded and designed to get the word out at the grassroots level,
right,
for as little as 44 cents, 888-606-9379, and these are only distributed through the America Freedom to Fascism Volunteer Network.
Right.
So we will put you in touch with your local coordinator, including the one on the ground in New Hampshire who is doing the work mobilizing to get these out.
Did you get that, John, in New York? Did you get the number?
Yes, I got that.
All right.
I'm calling for everybody to put papers in the back of their car windows.
Good.
I'm also will hope that... this doesn't happen, but like a dead man's switch, I hope that Mr. Brown has, before he goes to his federal court thing, if some reason he can't go there, he has people behind him that can let that information out that he's working on, so we may pick up the stick and move forward and take care of the bad feds.
All right, John, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for your efforts. Show me the law and I'll pay the tax. Is that what you said, Ed? Is that what you were quoted as saying accurately?
Spread that far and wide. It's as simple as that, folks. Show me the law, and I'll pay the tax. Even in the courtroom, I say, you show me the law right now, I'll sign a check for you right now on the spot, and it'll be all done deal. They refuse to even answer or acknowledge my statement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you honestly think that a jury trial would matter in this case?
Under no circumstances, sir. If I go back, the minute I go out that door, and I...
You're surrendering yourself to them.
I'm surrendering my soul, sir.
Right. Right.
We don't accept their jurisdiction anymore. We don't acknowledge it.
Right.
It's all a fiction.
Done
with it.
Totally.
Yep. No, we've been through this down that road many, many times. And talked about the colonies, and we talked about the war for the Confederacy, and we talk about states' rights, and we talk about sovereignty of the individual as well as the states and so forth. So it's nothing new to this audience anyway. But let's...
Excellent.
Thanks, guys.
Let's take another call. Terry in Texas now is next. Hello, Terry. You're on with our guests.
Yeah, Rick, I want to say that Ed David Koresh Brown...
Excuse me.
Well, when I say David Koresh Brown, he has true courage.
Oh.
Because they're gonna sacrifice this guy probably like David Koresh.
Well, you heard what he said.
What did he say?
I think. Were you listening from the beginning of the show?
I couldn't hear what he said.
Terry, were you listening to the program from the very beginning?
Just turned in
20
minutes ago.
All right. Well, you need to go on the archives later or tomorrow and listen to the whole program again. In fact, you can do that. You can send it, or you can tell people to listen to the archives on RBN of my show tomorrow, and you'll hear the whole thing, the whole program. But they have stated that they're in this all the way, to go all the way.
There was only a little point I wanted to bring up in
yes.
the sense of you've, of course, I've listened to you in the past many times, and you had mentioned a long time back about, you know, never have you seen such lawlessness, and I would have to add to that, never have I seen such levels of deception,
yep.
you know, unprecedented mm-hmm. levels of deception. And then you also touched on that a little bit earlier, too, that it really strikes to an issue, you know, that's much deeper than just the tax issue. You know,
it
permeates so many different issues and areas.
Mm-hmm.
And here, you know, you're reaching out now, you're in your radio program, you're trying to educate people, you're talking to people, and then I feel like, you know, as responsibility as it, you know, is it permeates down to us. I feel sort of that responsibility as well to educate people and talk to them. And then in the same issue, spend my time trying to educate myself. But maybe these guys can answer to it. And I don't know if they're having the same problems. But the thing that's the thing that was really hard for me that makes me doubt and that takes the wind out of my sails is when my own family members label me a nut and obsessive and crazy. And that's the thing from the family end, from people, that really is difficult from an emotional end.
It is, but it's forecast in the scriptures, and it tells us that. And you know what you do? You kick the dust off your feet and move on to the next. You know, family will turn you in before anyone, believe me.
I know, and I'm wondering if these guys have had the same problems with their own family members.
All right, we're going to take a break and listen off the air. We'll have them respond, okay? We'll be right back, gentlemen. The last segment of the program tonight. I'm Rick Adams. We'll be right back with Ed Brown, Fred Smart, Wolfgang. We will return. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Be back.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Back, Rick Adams, and some people say they we're getting jammed out on some of the shortwave. I don't know. I don't know exactly if that's true or not, but I hear that from time to time, and I don't know exactly if that's the case and where it is that you're having a problem hearing us. But I know that people listening online people listening on the micros are having no problem. So that remains to be investigated and looked into. Let's see if we can squeeze in two quick calls if we can. Keith in Indiana, you're on the program.
Yes. Hello.
Hello, Hi, Keith.
What's with the peacemakers for they shall inherit the earth?
Right.
Ed, what if you put everybody on notice, and what if you went to the Department of Treasury and used your birth certificate as a bond, and you turned it into currency by accepting it for value? What if you did a set-off, wiped the slate clean, made all parties whole? That would satisfy their law court. You could do it by peace. Agree with thy adversary quickly. Then we wouldn't have to suffer your loss. Understand, you know, the value of a martyr, everything else. Maybe you're prepared to die, but there's probably a better way. Probably Christ wants you to go on to witness for him if you found the truth of his law and understand who he is. And I think you do. Anyway, my God's the God of Israel. But you can do this. I'd like to recommend, because I can't explain. It takes 2 hours to explain it. But there were two wonderful shows done on a website called truthradio.com. They do archive. I don't know if they'll be up there by tomorrow. But if you listen to Monday night's broadcast, it's at 9 o'clock Eastern. They repeat it the next day at 9 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon. They have Jack Smith and Winston Shroud, and they have Solutions in Commerce, and they're doing set-offs. They're agreeing with their adversary. There's no money. Nothing can be paid anyway, but it can be discharged peacefully. That's all under right. their rules. There's a prepaid account.
Any comment? Any comment, gentlemen?
Thank you. We'll take that under advisement.
Certainly.
All God right, bless. Keith. Thank you. Johnny in Texas. Hello. You're the last call right now.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Mr. Brown, it's an honor and a pleasure to speak with you. I want you to know that you have our support down here in Texas. There's many of us that are there. We can't be there physically. We are there in spirit, in soul, and in heart, and we want you to know that. We also want you to know particularly that if in the horrible event that you are killed by these people, justice will prevail. And your death will be avenged, sir.
You're born. Amen.
That's all, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
And all right, Johnny.
God bless you.
Appreciate that. Well, we certainly pray. We pray that Yahweh the Father will descend upon them and protect them and oversee them and keep them. And we will continue to be in touch with you, gentlemen, as much as we can. Be in touch with you, watch you, and keep us informed by all means here at RBN on what is the next step and what happens from day to day, okay? I want you all to know that. And Wolfgang knows the number, and Fred and Ed, now you know that you can count on me personally and us to get the word out for you, okay?
Hey, Rick?
Yes.
This is Fred Smart. Just want to make a comment. I looked at my clock at the exact time that Bill
yes.
Miller stated the great phrase of eternity.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like everyone to note on this recording that on 10:41 tonight, Bill Miller stated the great I am
mm-hmm.
solution.
That's right.
Thank you, Bill Miller.
Okay, Bill Miller, you're listening. Ed Brown, that's Fred Smart and Wolfgang. You're still there.
Yep.
I'm going to have to say goodnight to all of you. We're out of time. You'll be in touch, and you'll be hearing from us. We'll be following.
Thank you, Rick.
Yahweh bless you. Bless you all. Keep on keeping on. All right. We'll be back tomorrow night. We do have Bob Chapman on from the International Forecaster with his assessment of what's happening on the money front, international front, and much more later in the week. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you then, Lord willing. Good night.
The Bill of Rights.